This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, May's Pancake Place, Pindertal, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Raw Star Assurance, South Bend Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. You can also WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So yesterday I had a special guest, a prearranged guest, Senator Barnett Ellis. And so we had a number of things to talk about. So I couldn't get into this yesterday. So we are going to get into it today and some other things. The Irem Lewis decision. We want to talk about that in some detail today. As you now know, Irem Lewis, who went to the constituency of Central Grand Bahama in 2021 as an FNM candidate, and I hope to explain some more. Some of these concepts and principles, right? Mr. Lewis went through the FNM's process to become its candidate for the Central Grand Bahama constituency in the election, got its resources to go and campaign. I'm not saying he didn't have resources of his own, but he used the party's paraphernalia, the party's machinery to support and help him get elected to the House of Assembly as a legislator. And so when he entered the House of Assembly, he was a known, registered, recorded candidate of the Free National Movement, as was every other Free National Movement candidate, as was every other Progressive Liberal Party candidate. Those were the only two parties that had persons who went to the public and said, we are representatives of these parties as candidates seeking your support in the upcoming election. Okay? Now, why was that important? It was important because our Constitution calls on that leader who has the most members elected to the House of Assembly to become Prime Minister. So the Governor General looks at the results, gets the results from the returning officer and them, and says, yeah, the PLP's leader is Mr. Philip Brave Davis. They were the ones who went and nominated candidates using their symbols during the course of the election and so forth and so forth. He then commands the majority support in the House of Assembly, presumably because he had the most members elected to the House of Assembly. Boom, he's prime minister. He gets to form the government. That's why that's important. That's why when you're a party, you do your due diligence before you go pick up a soul and say you could be my candidate in the area, because the last thing you want is a faker. The last thing you want is a false representative. The last thing you want is somebody who you think, when they get in the House of Assembly, can jump ship on you. You don't want that. Because you need that support to form the government. You need that support to keep the government. And if you're in opposition, you needed to keep the opposition too, because the official opposition, because you could have three parties or four parties in the House of Assembly. The person who becomes the opposition leader is the person who commands the majority support of the people who are opposed to the government in the House of Assembly. And so if both sides require enough support in caucus in order to maintain their positions in the scheme of things. Okay? So Mr. Lewis was counted as one of the Free National Movement supporters, the persons who caucus with the Free National Movement, the only opposition in the House of Assembly to the government of the Bahamas. Well, Mr. Lewis, who, by the way, I know very well, I've known for many, many years, is a friend, okay? A friend, I like him. He did some work for me as an architect. So, you know, there's nothing personal about this. I'm going to talk about in a way to try to educate and to give my thoughts and opinions on some aspects of it. Okay. So he has decided he is no longer an FNM, that he now supports the coalition of independent candidates. And so the question is, what does that mean? For what does that mean? First of all, can I say that we live in a constitutional democracy. Under our constitution, every single person is guaranteed certain rights. One of those rights is freedom of association. And so in exercise of his right, Mr. Lewis can associate himself with whoever he wants. He used to associate himself with the FNM, got elected on the basis of that association. I have no doubt. Can I tell you? Look at the history of the Central Grand Bahama constituency. Mr. Lewis did not win that seat because he was Mr. Lewis. I could guarantee you that 100%. That's a seat where the majority of people support the Free National Movement and have done so forever, it seems. Right? Now, you can be a terrible candidate and go there and people can maybe you can vote for anything, but so Mr. Lewis had to have been an acceptable candidate, but he did not win that seat because of himself. And I could say with a high degree of confidence, 100%, no, but a high degree of confidence. If he ran in that constituency as an independent, he would not win. He would not win, not win, no, not win. That's like saying, someone could go in Anglesey right now and run as an independent and win. That ain't happened. At least I could say that with a high degree of probability. High degree. But he can associate himself with whoever he wishes. And so he has now changed his association, politically speaking, from the Free National Movement to the COI. Now, on an ordinary day, that mightn't mean a whole lot. But he's a sitting MP. He's a sitting member of parliament. And so when a sitting member of parliament leaves an established party, the official opposition, and goes with no representation in the House of Assembly, never had a representation in the House of Assembly, that's some news. That's news. That's some news, you know. That's some news. It is not unusual for people to cross the floor, right? Now, because crossing the floor means an FNM said, because in the House of Assembly, typically, depending on the numbers, the opposition is on one side, the government is on another side. And unless the government has a great number of members, then some of the government's members are on the side where the opposition would be as well, even though they wouldn't necessarily be in the front seat of the other side. So when we talk about crossing the floor, you're talking about a member who now has to be, whose seating has to be rearranged from the side they were on to the other side because they have now changed their alliance. Well, Lewis can't cross the floor. No floor to cross. He is an opposition member now. I mean, he was an opposition member before, and he's still an opposition member. So I don't know that there's any seat to change. They might create a little bit of space between him and somebody else, but I don't see how that has not much. He has no representation in the House of Assembly. So he don't have nowhere to walk. Okay? But now, so he has nowhere to walk to. And so in the House of Assembly, what does this mean? We're going to take a break, and then when we come back from the break, we'll talk about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavara Lang, your host. We'll be right back after the break. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me, mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, and a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leaders, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high-return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm,
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So we're talking about the decision made by Member of Parliament for Central Grand Bahama, Iram Lewis. He remains the Member of Parliament for Central Grand Bahama and will be that until the next election. You know what is interesting? But we always, when these things happen, we always talk about the person, right? We talk about them moving and shifting to COI, shifting to FNM, shifting to PLP. But we don't ever say, we never talk about this. A member of parliament could leave his affiliation with a party, but did the constituency leave with the party? Right? Bernard Nottage, the late Bernard Nottage, a distinguished member of parliament, former cabinet minister in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, one of the political personalities I highly regard, left the PLP, formed the CDR. And in terms of substance, Bernard Nottage was a heavyweight. He was joined by Charles, the late Charles Maynard, and the late, my mind is playing games with me. Now I'm Ambassador Winston Pinnock, and a number of young, very dynamic men and women. And he went and formed the CDR and went back to the same constituency that he represented for the Progressive Liberal Party and got his backside beat. Why? He shifted party. So we could make all kinds of noise about the movements that a representative makes. Really, the real truth is, what has the constituency done? I used to be affiliated with a church, and then the church left the denomination I was affiliated with and moved on. And I stayed with the affiliation I had with the denomination. And the church said to me, say, I left them. I said, no, bro. No, I leave you. When you met me, I was here. I am still here. It's you who left. So changing your affiliation is one thing. What the constituency is doing, what the constituents are doing, that's an entirely different thing. But having now said that he supports the COI, I don't know what. Having now said that he supports the COI, what does that mean in the House of Assembly? Can I tell you materially? Nothing. Nothing. Does the COI have a representative in the House of Assembly? You could say that. You could argue that because to the extent in the House of Assembly, yes. He would not be the COI's representative in the House of Assembly in any official way other than he could speak in alliance with the COI because his official representation is of Central Grand Bahama. What does that mean beyond the fact that he could now stand up and say, well, you know, we in the COI, and give the COI that platform to be able to articulate its views, its perspectives. Now, to that extent, I could tell you who the big winner is in that deal is the COI. COI is a big winner. They now have that platform to be able to voice their thoughts and actions if he can do any substance and credibility to it. That remains to be seen. But they have at least that. You know, they are the biggest winners in that. I don't see a win so much for Mr. Lewis at all in it, but I mean, I see a win for them. Maybe Mr. Lewis gets to be, you know, feel like a man on his own, for a time while the House of Assembly hasn't yet been dissolved. But, you know, I see the COI as having gained something from it. But in terms of assembly and the business of the House of Assembly, what has it changed? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Why you say, why would you say that, Shivago? Let me tell you why. What do the representatives in the House of Assembly do? What is it that they do? When you go to the House of Assembly, a bill is put before you, a resolution is put before you. And you are called upon to speak on it and to vote on it. Ultimately, it's your vote that matters more than your speech. Because it's the vote that will either pass the bill or deny the bill. It would either pass the resolution or reject the resolution. So it's the vote that matters. When the vote is recorded, the vote isn't recorded as COI, FNM, the PLP per se, you know. That's not how the vote is recorded in the House of Assembly. The vote is recorded yay or nay. How many were opposed? 29. How many were in favor? Boom. And most times the government get the vote, so it's going to be in favor of the government because the government is the one introducing the bill, the resolution, more often than not. That's what you will see. Unless there is a division, you already know who it was individually that voted. Only when the speaker, when there is a call for a division where they will say, how did Marco City vote? Boom. How did Bean Town vote? Boom. That's what you will see. But you won't see, oh, the COI had a vote. In the annals of the history of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, today, to this day, you will not even see a record of an election of a member to the House of Assembly for the COI. Why? Because we had the elections already. And all the symbols of the people who were elected are recorded in our history books and in the returns by the returning officer and the presiding officer. We already have that. And if you go look at the record, they will see Hiram Lewis, FNM, candidate for Central Grand Bahama. That's what you will see. There will be no record of a representative for the COI and House of Assembly outside of, you could read a minute of the House of Assembly where Mr. Lewis might get up and say, I represent the COI. But when you hear members rise to their feet, you ever hear a member rise to their feet and say, Mr. Speaker, I'm Speaker, I rise on behalf of the FNM? Anybody? I rise on behalf of the PLP. You ever hear anybody say that? They can't say that. You don't have no right to say that. Because that's not how you got inside there. That's not why you are in there. You are in there for the constituency. And your vote could only be yes or no or abstinence. That's all. Yes or no or I abstain. So in terms of the actual impact on the business of the House of Assembly won't matter. Mr. Lewis will not now, apparently, caucus with the Free National Movement, but he will presumably vote with them. Well, unless he supports the government. If he supports the government, and I can't see how a party led by Mr. Lincoln being as adamantly as opposed he is to the PLP and the FNM, would have Mr. Lewis in there primarily supporting the PLP. So the opposition loses nothing in terms of vote. They can't win no vote in the House unless they get the support of many members of governing party. So the opposition has lost no vote. Not in effect. Because the COI is a party opposed to the government. Opposed to the FNM too, but opposed to the government. So the opposition remains as strong after his joining the COI as before. Now, there might be some other tangential impacts from it. We could talk about that soon. We have a call. Oh, okay. Caller dropped? Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pay our respects to our wonderful sponsors. And we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful... If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316, or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang. What's up, man?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
For the life of me, I don't understand. As critical and as harsh as Lincoln Bain and the COIs are towards the PRP and the FNM, I can't see why they're so excited to welcome a certain FNM MP. As far as they're concerned, that the PLP and the FNM are the ones who got the country the way it is. Why are they so excited to accept one of those people who have the country the way it is?
Well, because they could figure that now they persuaded someone in a significant position to come to their side, and maybe now he's repenting of being way thinking like an FNM and so forth. So I would celebrate if I were them. It is a perceived progress for them. No question about that. Now the question the thing you should ask also is, why would an Iram Lewis, given the harsh way in which Mr. Bain has spoken of the FNM, to which Mr. Lewis belonged for a very long time and only left because he said he felt unvalued. He didn't say he left because the party's a terrible party, its principles are terrible, they govern terribly, etc. Because he was a part of the governing machinery for a long time. You should ask, why would he feel comfortable now going with Lincoln?
What principle
could explain that?
And I think where they will run into, where both will clash. I think we all know Aaron well enough to know that he's not a radical person. He's not a loud, he's not obnoxious.
No, but they ain't gonna clash. They ain't gonna clash. Man, Aaron made this decision and, you know, calculated it in the way he calculated it. But I mean, as I said before, Lincoln Bain and the COI thinks very little of the FNM and the PLP. Aaron Lewis wasn't just an MP for the Free National Movement. Aaron Lewis was in the government of the Free National Movement. In all the years he was there when Lincoln Bain was opposed to it and talking badly about it and still blames Michael Pintard for being affiliated with the FNM, so was Hiram Lewis. Hiram Lewis felt comfortable enough to join him, and he felt comfortable enough to have him join. I don't see a problem for Lincoln Bain. I see a problem for Hiram Lewis.
Yeah, that's a great issue, Riz. You know, we looking at it the wrong way. We looking at it that's a good question.
Well, Lincoln won. Lincoln won, and he did what you're supposed to do in politics. You're supposed to increase your numbers. Addition and multiplication, that's good for you. So I can't criticize or complain. He should celebrate. What Hiram Lewis has to explain on a principle basis is how and why he felt comfortable doing that.
Well, now, we all sitting on the sidelines with our popcorn and we just waiting for this to play off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, you know, he wouldn't be alone. You know, others have joined their opposing parties. Ingram did it, you know, and others who were with the FNM did it. So, you know, and at the end of the day, 10 months from now, 10 years from now, anybody can be talking about know-how that much.
I think next week this will be over and done with. You're going a long way.
I tell you one thing, the Free National Movement announces a compelling candidate for Central Grand Bahama, United Way, but that discussion no more.
You know, I think FNMs need to realize that we've been here before. Dr. Menace took over, I think we were in a far worse situation than we were then than we are now. And we came back and we slaughtered the PLP and left them at 4 seats in the House of Assembly.
These rifts are never good. These things are never good. But to suggest that Hiram Lewis joining the COI is fatal for the FNM, man, please.
No. So, I'm told to all the FNMs, listen, what happened and happened, let's just keep moving. Yeah. We know what we need to do.
You better keep moving because the PLP ain't going to stop moving and the COI ain't going
to
stop moving.
Yeah. Let's continue to knock on doors. Let's continue to prop up the leader. Let's continue to stand behind our sitting on peace, our perspective. Let's keep talking about the reason why the FNM is the better party for the country instead of the PLP.
Thank you for calling. Leave your check at the Guardian for that ad, eh? This text says, since Lewis cannot win as an independent. Can Minnis win as an independent since Lewis cannot win as an independent? I do not believe that Dr. Hubert Minnis can win that seat he's now sitting in as an independent candidate. I do not believe that. No, sir. I do not. I don't believe that. That don't mean it can't happen, but I do not believe that. I believe his situation is similar to Irem's in that, given the nature of that seat, there is a high degree of probability he cannot win that as an independent. Cannot. He could join the PLP and win it. Maybe. Even that is doubtful. But we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Lang. Point of clarification, you mentioned in your history lessons just now in 1960 that no vote call is considered a COI being recognized. That is correct. So what do you have in general election?
No, but there's no vote call. There was Randall, Fox, and
Brennan.
Yeah, they both just simply put their support behind the PLP membership, and that was what gave them the government, because now the Prime Minister, Sir Lyndon, commanded the support of the majority of members of the House of Assembly. That's all. Okay, ain't no different. What's the problem?
Thanks for the point of clarification.
Okay, man. All right. Take care. Says Chet Kalani. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Great topic. I'm happy that you brought this up. I told someone last night that Mr. Lewis is still in opposition to the government. Absolutely. He may sit alone, but he's still on the same side as the FNM, opposite to the government. Absolutely. No question about it. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
How you doing?
If we want to test the political capital of Mr. Lewis, because the COI has inherited the House, what do you think about Hiram Lewis just resigning as an MP, and how many days it will take before they will have to call a by-election to see who all PLP, FNM, or the COI representative will become successful in holding that seat? How many days it takes before
in 30 days, he'd be history in the House of Assembly.
That would be interesting if he really wants to show, because he does not concern with
man wouldn't be nothing interesting but that. That'd be like telling me watching somebody commit suicide is interesting.
Okay.
So, that's sad, actually. That's not interesting. That's sad.
But that's what he should do, because he never consulted with his constituents who sent him there. He ain't showing no deference to them.
That's how it go, brother. He's joining lots of people. He's joining a number of people who've done it in the past.
So I think it's about him. And then that MP and that 150,000 constituency money that he will get one more time before they call an election, at least, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I would implore him, quit. Let's see. Let them all come, because 30 days, man, let's have some excitement, like Aaron is saying.
He will resign. You don't have to worry about that. He will not resign.
No.
So let's not waste our time, man.
Okay.
You're not resigning.
Later.
Okay, thank you, brother. This says Lang Renwick left the PLP and won his seat, and FNM with the same voters. Say Renwick. No. Okay, so let me help you, because you mean Renwood Wells, and so let me help you to see that you are not talking about the same two instances in history. Renwood left the PLP and went to the substantive next party, the FNM, and won on an FNM ticket. He did not go like Bernard Nordage and form no third party or join no third party and won a seat. So you are talking apples and oranges, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a break for news. And then when we come back, we will continue our conversations. We'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
This is the afternoon update on the Guardian News Network. Hello, everyone. I'm Vonnie Tude. Here's a look at stories making headlines at this hour. The name, the world-famous Valley Boys Junkanoo Group, has been removed from the register for refusal to comply with any request or direction given by the Registrar General pursuant to the Nonprofit Organizations Act. That's according to Registrar General Camille Gomez-Jones. Officials say the world-famous Valley Boys Junkanoo Group received a directive from the Registrar General on the 14th of April. However, to date, the world-famous Valley Boys has failed to comply with the issued directive of the Registrar General. Last month, a Supreme Court judge lifted an injunction that had prevented the world-famous Valley Boys from being struck from the Registrar of Nonprofit Organizations. The government has adopted a wait-and-see attitude to a 10% tariff imposed on Bahamas imports by U.S. President Donald Trump, according to Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Halkidis. However, he says a greater concern for the Bahamas is the trade war's impact on the global economy and the trickle-down effect on the Bahamas. He warned that the global trade war could trigger an economic slowdown. In other news, amid skepticism over the Davis administration's decision to cut the VAT rate on unprepared food by 50%, Halkidis insisted the VAT reduction is permanent and the rollout has been smooth sailing so far. He attributed this to the three-month period given to businesses to adjust. The VAT cut took effect on April 1st. Back in January, Prime Minister Philip Davis announced a reduction in response to rising food costs. And that's a look at news. Stay with us. AP Up. Data is coming up.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs of Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call, all from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 for the Family Islands.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Financial markets around the world are reeling following President Trump's latest and most severe volley of tariffs. The U.S. stock market is so far. The AP's Sungmin Kim is at the White House.
President Trump's ultimate goal of bringing manufacturing from abroad back to the U.S., that's not going to happen overnight. It takes time for factories to get built up. It takes time to hire workers. This is why President Trump acknowledges that there may be short-term pain, but he's already declaring victory. In a social media post this morning, he said the operation is over, the patient has survived. But if you look at almost all economic indicators, that's not necessarily the case right now.
Sources tell the AP President Trump has moved to fire several White House National Security Council officials after he was urged by far-right activist Laura Loomer to purge staffers that she deemed insufficiently committed to the president's agenda. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323 6232 or 325-4316. You can get us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-304. We're talking about Mr. Iram Lewis's departure from the Free National Movement, decision he made on joining the coalition of independence. And so now he will caucus with himself or decide who he can caucus with at any given time when there's a vote in the House of Assembly. It says, Mr. Lang, with all due respect, you seem to have indicated there was some similarity Ingram leaving his former party, the PLP, and joining the FNM, and Iram Lewis doing the same. Prince, my friend, Ingram became leader of the FNM and changed the culture of the FNM. No such thing would happen in Iram Lewis's and COI case. He has a seat, but not necessarily a senior position. Senior person with the significant influence of Mr. Lincoln being COI. No, my friend, you read me entirely wrong. There's not a possible chance that I am trying to compare the two of those on the same level. What I'm saying, though, is he will not be the only person who has changed his alliance and gone to a party which he opposed. You can't tell me that I'm the same thing as Mr. Ingram did. But no, you're quite right. It is not the same scenario in terms of the substance of it. No, man. You must see, don't know me to even mention that. So good afternoon, Shivago. Blessings to you. Tragedy of politics in this country is that people are tribal when it comes to politics. Most people do not vote for people. Most people vote for party. The blind can only lead the blind. Well, that's not that. Why is that a tragedy that most people vote for their party? Your constitution says who is going to become prime minister? The leader of the party with the most members elected to the House of Assembly. What's wrong with that? People vote for people too. Come on, man. You don't cast your vote. You have to vote for a candidate. Now, you might only vote for the candidate because they are in a party. It comes to you. And most people, I am not theorizing, you're theorizing, I'm not theorizing. I walk around, people are voting, they are voting for a person. Now, again, they vote for a person who represents a party for them, and so their affiliation matters in many instances more. But it's not a tragedy. It's the nature of your democracy, right? Why would your constitution invoke the notion of party? A party didn't matter. Your constitution. Are you not a person who believes in the constitution? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, I thank you for bringing such sound clarity to a lot of our political issues on many days. And I even want to thank you more for being less tolerable for some of the stuff that don't make no sense and just calling it what it is. I'm not allowing people to go on, but again, it don't make sense. But you started out the show talking about the concepts and principles, and a lot of times when I'm listening to you, it's to be a student of the knowledge that you're passing on to us. I was in and out of the vehicle, so I wasn't able to capture if you had touched on this during the show pertaining to Bacha. What I'm trying to determine is, and the question that I have is, if you are elected on the premise of, like people say, on a party per se, that on the basis that you were elected as a Free National Movement member and you crossed the floor, are you now considered, is that now considered a coalition of our independence seat, or is he considered just an independent with the affiliation? Because I'm trying to figure out if the people that
you have it right. You have it right. It's an affiliation he's making. The COI has had no members elected to the House of Assembly.
And I want that to be made abundantly clear. People keep saying this is their first seat in the House. They have not earned that.
No. To be clear, they do not have an elected, they do not have a person elected under their banner in the House
Thank
of
you.
Assembly. But they have someone who is able to say, I represent, in terms of positions and policies, the COI. They could say that. There's no question but that. But in substance, it doesn't really matter because the people they represent are the constituents of Central Grand Bahama.
Who did not vote on the premise of them voting for the COI.
But for sure. So that's why I was saying you may have missed it. The question in, did you change your affiliation? Is did your constituents and voters change theirs?
Thank you, sir.
And the only way to know that is watch the next election.
Or by virtue of a by-election
the only way you could have a by-election is if he resigns, and you can't make him resign.
That's another thing. But to that point further, persons are saying, or social, but maybe social media, that the crowd or the persons that would have met him at the airport is a show of sign that his constituents, and I'm like, no, you cannot go basis on,
you cannot go just on the basis
of people who show up at the airport. That doesn't reflect an official election.
The COI has thousands of members in Grand Bahama. Hundreds, I'd say.
Across constituencies.
So if all their members came out to greet him, as I expect they would, because they would like that, then you could look at that. There are 5,000 or 6,000 voters in Central Grand Bahama. I assure you, they ain't been at no airport. No.
So thank you, Horace,
and almost half of them is PLP. It's
the numbers. It's the numbers. And again, like I say, always thank you for bringing sound clarity and judgment to these issues, so that we can help us navigate beyond the thrill and emotions of it. You know, let's keep it practical.
Thank you, sir, for your principle-based discussion. Thank you. I appreciate it. But let me say again, to be fair, the COI, if you're a COI member, listen, man, celebrate here. Of course. This is a great day for y'all. Yeah, man. You got a whole sitting MP from an established party to join your cause. You should celebrate. Don't blow smoke up your... Take the joke too far. That's all I'm saying, right? Be realistic. Celebrate. Let's be realistic. It's progress. There's no question but that, right? It's progress for the party. No one should deny that. And that they would have a day on social media or anywhere else to celebrate, that makes sense to me. That just makes sense. Quite well, in this game of politics, you either leave the ring victorious or in the pine box. But if the FNM indeed dumped Lewis as a candidate, do you think he had talks with the PLP and there were perhaps no interest in him? Because joining the COI boggles the mind. I don't know what happened, honestly, brother. I don't know. But I know this much. That it was very unlikely he was going... Well, it was unlikely he would have been a candidate for the FNM next time around. See... Mr. Lewis belonged to a faction. And that faction was a menace faction, which did not and has not and did not demonstrate coherence with, allegiance to, and support of Michael Pintard. Did not. What is a man supposed to do? You're supposed to be a team player and you can't be on the team and support the team, and I'm supposed to just sit by and let that happen and let you ride in a seat that I know ain't no particularly, it belong to you, belongs to, it's a party supported seat? Come on, please. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Afternoon. I'd like to ask a question. Did Mr. Lewis do something wrong by crossing, at least leaving, going on the other side?
No. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Nothing against the law. Nothing against morality. you could argue it may be wrong against loyalty to a party. You could argue that.
Okay, and he's not the first person who's done this before.
No, not even close. He's joined many others.
So I guess the reaction from everyone would be because, and I'm not saying everyone, reaction would be because he left the FNM and he had supposed to have a bond, a trust, and let's say they all went to the people saying, this is what we're going to do, and he did not follow their, Is that it?
But not only that, though. I mean, let's be clear. It's not the members of the COI celebrating that he came.
No, I'm not asking, but the COI,
I'm answering your question by saying it's, you asked me, and I'm saying it's not only that. I'm saying the members of the COI are celebrating that they won somebody to their cause. But why would members of the FNM not be unhappy that they lost somebody to their cause? That's just standard. That just makes sense.
Okay, has anyone asked Mr. Lewis why he decided to do what he did?
Yeah, but he told us why. He told us he felt he didn't feel valued and so forth and so forth. But the whole story is he was unlikely to get a nomination by the Free National Movement to begin with. So, and I imagine that would make you feel invaluable. And so he decided to jump ship before he was pushed.
So on
seems to me
playing politics like they usually do, the FNM and PLP, he's just usually playing politics with doing and saying what he have to say.
I don't know about playing politics, because if you politicians, what is exactly you're supposed to do? Isn't politics the thing you do?
Politics, at least politicians, I would think when you go to your people and you say, I would do this, I would expect you to do it. So I'm thinking the gentleman was involving, again, you may not say their group, but I'd look at it as a group. And, you know, maybe they're considered like he's spitting his face. That's why
I'm asking the question. But again, we don't have to think about why he left. He told us why.
Okay.
So he have his own words.
Okay, well, I just hope the Bahamian people are watching and paying attention and listening. Why don't you think do you think there could be another party or another set of persons that the Bahamian people would trust to run the country?
Maybe one day when they earn that trust, well, maybe one day, but you got to earn it. It took the FNM 25 years to earn it so that the PLP could be replaced by the FNM. So when you earn it, you earn it. It might be 10 years, 5 years, 100 years, but you have to earn it. And then it is possible, but you got to earn it.
But how quickly did Bahamian people usually throw you out when they don't trust you?
Well, I mean, whatever the time, so far it's been every 5 years for the last four elections or so, but there's still a trust in parties. I'm saying if a third party, a fourth party wants to get in there, they have to convince a sufficient number of people across the Bahamas to trust them. That ain't on me nor you. That's on them.
But I understand what you're saying. But again, you need to understand that a lot of people don't trust the PLP or the FNM anymore.
But it don't matter what you. So you're saying they don't, but they keep voting FNM or PLP. So unless you see them vote for somebody else in the next election, your assertion might be true, but it won't be enough people to change what has been happening, and that's what has to happen. You have to have enough people. It doesn't matter if a lot of people don't. You have to have enough people who do.
I totally agree with you that, and that's why the Bahamian people are the state they're in. I just was asking.
That's why they what? That's why
the Bahamian people are in the state they're in. Because if you want to change, in a real change, you have to.
But you know how arrogant it is for you to tell somebody that I'm so stupid that I am in a state where I am so messed up that I keep voting for the people who mess me up. Do you know that you are saying people are stupid?
No, I never said that.
You didn't say that, but I'm saying. I'm being metaphorical. Okay. You are the way you are saying that. You listen to that state they're in.
That's
so because they're voting what they want to do, like you want would vote how you want to do it. But they are a problem.
I don't want to do it. I'm just saying, here at Bahamian people, we cry every day about certain situations.
No, some people do. Some people do. No, ma'am. You know what you all do when you all come on these shows? Okay. You all talk about we cry. No, you many FNMs ain't crying the way you crying. Many PLPs aren't crying the way you crying.
All right.
So you should say there are those of us who don't believe either of these parties are it, and we are therefore supporting somebody else. Now, all you need to do is get enough people to believe that, and you can change from both the FNM and the PLP.
All I'm saying is if you want to change, if you don't like the situation you're in, make the change. That's all.
Yeah, but just because people want change don't mean they want change to you. They have to want to change to the thing they want to change to.
So they have nothing other than the PLP or FNM, so that's all they have.
But they obviously do, and some voted for the COI, some voted for the DNA, and the most of them voted for the FNM and the PLP, and you all seem to think they're not bright people.
What do you mean by y'all, sir?
Because I'm listening to you. You are saying to the people in the state you're all in right now, because you wouldn't stop voting for the FNM and the PLP. Me. Anyway, ma'am, thank you very much. Appreciate you calling. I don't want you all, listen, you cannot come on the show and think that you are speaking to somebody who doesn't get what you're saying. And just how you want others to say it differently or you want others to think it differently, you have to acknowledge and accept that when you say it in a certain way, you are absolutely telling people, oh, y'all ain't so bright, you know. Look at how stupid you are. You keep voting for these people and this is why this is the state you're in. What you should do is dump the two of them. You let me tell you all something. You all have to understand the kind of people you all have voting FNM and PLP. You all have to understand many are intelligent, educated, courageous, substantive people, and you all keep talking to them like they're stupid people. That's not going to get you no support. I'm the way you want. I can promise you that. You can get some support, but you ain't going to get what you need. Not if you keep talking that way. People and keep making your case, man. Talking down to people. Come make your case. You know what? You tried the FNM, you tried the PLP. Let me explain to you what it is we are prepared to do. And just bear in mind, people, they listen to who's saying it. Who you are as a leader and who you have as a leadership matters to people when it comes to getting their support in an election, man. People got to see you as capable of being their prime minister, their government. So that's the question you all should be asking. Do we have enough people who see that, believe that? Stop rowing the people who don't believe what you believe, telling them that's why they are the way they are. Make your case. And use this text says the FNM isn't split down the middle. That's what a faction pushing in public domain. Only a handful pushing that rhetoric for the FNM to lose so that they're man can come back as leader. We're working hard with Pinta. That crew made it known they'd rather campaign for the PLP because they can't have it their way in the FNM. Can I tell you all something? I can tell you all something. You see that text there? That text is dead on with something. In the last election, I had a colleague, significant colleague, who campaigned against me. He running for the FNM, I running for the FNM, and he campaigned against me. And that's exactly what some of this is about. And if you push me hard enough, I'll call a name and I'll tell you how I know and all the details. Politics is a businessman. Politics is businessman, and there's some selfish, self-serving folk that couldn't care less about the collective ambitions of a group. Me, mine, and that's all that matters. That's for some of them. That's all that matters. All that matters. Selang, please know, Bahamian people are tired of these two parties, FNM and PLP, flipping and flopping. Each bring back these dinosaurs, not including yourself. I think you have great ideas and high standards, but my family and I are going COI. You know, what I keep telling you guys is you say the Bahamian people are tired, bro. Listen to me. Live in reality. Say you and your family and some others, could be thousands of others, are tired. Say that. But it will not be until the election results demonstrate it that you could say the Bahamian people are tired. You, unless you get a vote, away from the FNL and the PLP. Don't talk, but you could speak for the Bahamian people, because I can tell you right now, if I stand in a group of 100 people, they are not with you. All right? I'm sorry. I know that third-party people sometimes think that some of us are harsh with them, right? But the truth, if I am, it is a harshness born of reality. I remember in the election in 2007, I was on an airplane going to Florida, and a DNA member was sitting on the list that he was a candidate for the DNA, right? I didn't realize that in the election. And he was telling me, but all the Bahamian people are tired of the two parties, Mr. Lang, and watch this and watch that. I said, bro, don't disappoint yourself. Don't disappoint yourself. It will not be as you say. And I met him about a year and a half or so later, and to his credit, he said, Mr. Lang, you tried to tell me. It isn't because I'm a genius. It isn't because I could read the tea leaves. I mean, there's some things that really, we just have to be more realistic about. Stop talking. Some of y'all can't even go in your family and find enough support in your family away from the FNM and PLP for the COI, and you still run here talking about the Bahamian people. I will agree with you, though. More and more Bahamians are anxious about the two established parties. That is true. More and more. More and more. I don't think enough yet, but more and more. His text says, talking, they are sickening. Just leave the party and go your way. No, leave the party alone and go do your party thing. Stop. You know, that's like to me, that's like trying to make your poo-poo smell better because you're trying to talk bad to the other people poo-poo. That's not how you gotta get rid of poo-poo altogether and bring flowers and roses and perfume. Say to hell with that. Say, Minis next, I hope. Why is she whispering? Suck my teeth, COI operative. We don't change for so condescending, man, that previous one. They ain't listening to me, man. I keep trying to tell them, but they won't listen to me. I'm trying to be helpful, you know. I mean, that would be helpful. Let me tell you all something. If the COI won the next election in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, I wouldn't be hurt and crushed. I'd be shocked. But I wouldn't be hurting crushed. It's a bit of the will of the people. Man, I can't be against what people want for themselves. People didn't want God. The Jewish people didn't want God to be their leader. They wanted a man king. And God said, yeah, I won't be just like God. That's what you want? Carry on smartly. This text, a good afternoon, Mr. Lang. So sorry. Huh? Oh, that's a student. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Oh, Shivago, I'm sitting here listening to you at length. How are you?
Right here. What's going on?
What? This is Roseboro here, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. You know that voice of yours ain't indistinguishable.
But listen, what a great conversation. Extremely mature, very eye-opening. And I like the way you're handling the questions and the whole philosophy behind elections within the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I do believe that you're setting a mark at this particular time for people as we look at the next general election to look at this conversation in a more objective way. Everyone has some biases, but for the most part, for those people who want better for the country, who want well for the country, we do tend to be hard on the people who we do want to do better. My stepfather disciplined me heavily, and I was offended because he was my stepfather. But not until I went to college did he make a phone call to me in Jamaica and said, son, you are the best son a man could ever have. Look at the person that you have become, and all I wanted to do for you was to make you the best. And so in our times, we are misunderstood. But what I like about your conversation today is that you're opening the door to say, let's just be fair. Everyone has a right to how they would like to vote, or how they'd like to see a particular political party. We congratulate those who feel as if accomplishments are being made. And for those who have more work to be done, we want to encourage you. This is the only way the country can be better. Yes, we are misunderstood sometimes, but I do believe Shivago life for times such as this, as my older brother, a man who has set a mark as a mentor for many a young politician, I just wanted to call to encourage you and let you know it's a great show today, and I appreciate you.
Don't hang up. I want to read something for you. Can you listen to this one?
Okay. I'm in the middle of a beehive. I just got stung for you, but go ahead.
No, in reality, Ingram's bark was much worse than his bite. An irritated demeanor easily melted to gentleness at the sight of a small child or a woman in distress. His megawatt smile came easily, and his laugh was perhaps best described as full-bellied. Heated discussion with colleagues or staff left no rift on his part. Indeed, on many policy matters, he seemed to argue most heatedly with those whom he respected the best, often telling them, "Don't stop, carry on," thus forcing them to provide the case that would convince him of their point of view. Tommy Turnquest and Shivago Lang, each of whom served at one time or other parliamentary secretary and cabinet minister Ingram's terms in office, were recurring participants in such exchanges, but so were most, if not all, of his cabinet colleagues. I'm just saying to you, supporting what you, that's what Ingram, whom you love the most, you chastise the most. Yeah, man. Thank you for calling, bro. Appreciate it. We have another call on.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, man. Take care. Thank you. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon. Lang, how you doing?
Hey, good, man. What's going on?
Right here, man. Interesting conversation. I want to dig into it, but I'm interested to know your thoughts on something first before I dig in and make my 1 or 2 cents. I'd like to know, what does the dwindling voter turnout from high 90s percentile to mid the low 60s percentile tell you about the mindset of behemoths across Bahamas today relative to party politics?
Well, the problem with that vote is it's only one data point in time. So we have to see what happens in other circumstances to get a little bit more information. But I think a big part of it may have been the pandemic. Some part of it may have been the pandemic. I think a significant part of it was a discouragement on the part of F&M supporters towards Mitba. I think some of it was also discouragement about the PLP, and so therefore some of it was discouragement but for both parties. But you know what is interesting is if you look at the number of votes the DNA got when it was at its height and what the COI got in the last election.
13%, 8%.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm saying, well, I mean, no. If you look at the number of votes, not the percentage, because the percentage will get exaggerated because the base was lower. I'm saying, if you look at the actual number, you'll see that there wasn't a significant difference.
Right.
So which means which means that disaffection from the major parties wasn't going to anybody in any significant way.
Absolutely. That's the one sticking point in the whole consideration, no matter what your analysis could end up being, whether it's for or whether it's against the leading parties or the two recognized parties in the country who has been
the data doesn't government. Support it. The data doesn't support it.
Right. The consideration is, as you pointed out, no one has gained from the disaffection at the polls. No other party, I should say, to be more specific, has gained to date from the disaffection or from the dwindling numbers at the polls. And let me get into what I really want to say, Shivago. And really, there's a lot of hurt on both sides based on where I sit and what I see. And I watched an interview with former F&M Member of Parliament, Mr. Aram Lewis, last night, right? On Shanique Miller's show, Beyond Headlines. I listened to him intently. And clearly there's a lot of disappointment and hurt on both sides of the aisle. On the F&M side, there's clearly a feeling of betrayal. However, they also appear to be undermining Mr. Lewis from the executive side of the branch at the branch level within the constituency of Central Grand Bahama. And Mr. Lewis spoke to that very clearly last night, as was demonstrated by the letter, which he was not even made party to, based on what he expressed. The letter expressing they don't wish for him to run, which was never brought to his attention nor discussed with him as the sitting member of parliament, although he expressed he would have been the last guest speaker at the last constituency or branch meeting on Bahama constituency seat, right? However, on the flip side of that equation, as you pointed out,
Anton, sorry, you gotta give me some. I can't give you a lot or much more time. I have to take a break, but I'm trying to let you finish.
Right. I'm going to finish up quickly. As you began pointing out earlier, this is certainly a massive win for the coalition, and theoretically, I agree with you in terms of the annals of history will not reflect any movement in who won the seat, right? However, it's a major opportunity for the third party to have an even more relevant voice locally in the communities and in the media by simply doing what the opposition FNM does after every sitting of parliament, host press meetings and discuss what they see as been happening and is not happening. And so from that perspective, from a practicable perspective, Chivago, the COI has gained an ace in the hole because they now have a member of parliament who is a part of their party. Now, what will make the most important difference moving forward is if there's an alignment of thinking as it relates to bills that will be coming to parliament and how Mr. Iram Lewis perceives them, the COI has been perceiving them. That, I think, where we will see the real difference and what will come about and how discussions will move forward, until the election is called. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you.
Thank you, Anton. Thank you. We have another call on the line. Do we have another call on the line? No? Okay. Says Rossboro needs to leave Pintard alone, man. Disparaging remarks on Shanique and Howard show always. Man, you all can't be hurt. You can't be. Listen, man. Leave people with their views. You can't be loved by everybody. Everybody didn't even love Jesus. Leave people with their views. It's okay. If that's how he feel, that's how he feel. That's what he thinks. That's how he thinks. Why should he leave them alone? When they have them talking just disparagingly about people they are opposed to, we don't tell them to leave people alone. Leave the man. So, Mr. Lang, they keep singing this song. The people tired of these two parties, but for the past two elections, it haven't garnered the votes for the third party to win a single seat in the House of Assembly, not even one seat. So I guess we are not tired enough. I couldn't have said. It's Texas. Mr. Lang just joined the conversation. Iram did what I would describe as the dumbest decision in the history of Bahamian politics. So granted, he wanted to leave the FNM, but to go to the COI, they are nothing but a scrap gang led by I'm sorry. Not doing that. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. You can say many things, but you know, don't let's say things for people that are like hurtful and harmful like that. Okay. So I don't want to do that. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back. This break. Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Are just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Penta has a new line, the Sky Series of Porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Penta Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
This April, Dunkin' is spreading awareness and support for autism awareness. Did you know that autism affects 1 in 54 children? It is so important to show our support. And you can show your support by grabbing a signature blue donut from any Dunkin' location during April. Join us in raising awareness and support for REACH and the Seahorse Institute. Dunkin', fueling communities one blue donut at a time. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage accounts of access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700, Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call in these remaining moments of the show, you can do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This afternoon, Brother Lang, great, informative, and provocative show as usual. You are spot on when you said we can only speak for ourselves when it comes to who is fed up with the PLP and FNM. I always tell people who are matured enough to talk politics with that in every constituency, you need at least 2,500 to 3,000 votes to win a seat. So if a third party have thousands of supporters scattered over the country, they will not win a seat if they can't get them in one area. Keep dropping the knowledge. I always learn something listening to you. The PLP and the FNM is out the gate with about 40% of the vote, so I advise all third parties to keep their feet on. Very sound advice indeed. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Brother Lang. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. I'm very good. Listening to you. Have you ever been, not even in the ocean, to the beach line, and pour a bottle of water in the sea? You don't see where that go away.
I hate what you say. Yeah, when you throw
a
bottle of water in the sea.
A gallon of water in the sea.
Yeah.
It made
about as much difference as dropping a grain of sand on the seashore.
Okay, that's just how harmless it would be. No different. Listen to me, though. The trick to that, there are some members of Parliament who wants to retire, who will say this is their last time. And then you'll have some who know they're not getting no more nomination on both sides, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if all of them who know they ain't getting no more nomination decide to do what Arm Lewis did and go to COI? Would they become, they would become the official, but who would then be their leader in the Parliament?
Yeah, but they could get to choose that, because you can have a leader of your party who is not in the House of Assembly.
No, that's what I'm saying. But who could be the leader in Parliament? Lincoln being in the leadership.
Whoever they decide.
Okay, but Lincoln
they'll take a vote amongst themselves and decide it.
But what do you think? What outcome you think that would put on the FNM? They gotta be the PLP.
No, not only on the FNM, but on the PLP too.
I'm saying in terms of being the official opposition.
Yeah, but I mean, man, listen, that's like asking me what would be the impact of having your own members dethrone you as leader of the opposition. You know what the impact is? You'll win the next election and blow out the people who you were opposed to.
Okay, but boy... Why nothing?
We don't... Listen, man, I don't know why we keep... Listen, Bahamians will vote and they will decide who can be their government.
But I can tell you one thing. The PLP is going to either vote for the PLP or the FNM. Now,
well, I know how to vote, Mr. Lang.
Mm-hmm. The CDR with Dr. Bernard Nordis and Charles Maynard and Van Den Nieuwenhout, they were more organized than the COI. The DNA with Branwell McCartney, those were more organized than this COI. This COI is really a one-man band,
You're not calling their name a lot, though. You're not calling their name a lot, though.
Who talking about these candidates? They can't see this.
You're not calling their name a lot, though, and you're doing to them the same thing I'm telling them they should stop doing to y'all. You're calling the name and you're downgrading them and you're disparaging them instead of making your case for your party. Leave the people alone. They are making way. They're making waves. That's why you're talking about them. Lincoln Baines' name is called almost every day because he's out there making waves.
Boy, Dr. Bernard Nunes is making plenty of waves too.
Not with the same crowd and not in the same way as Lincoln Baines. But I'm not saying they can be anything. I'm just saying I try to contend with reality and truth, because it's the only way to be free. All right?
Just like a woman who is pregnant, there's something coming, this anger.
I got you, brother. We have another call on the line or no producer? Yes, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so I have 2 points. And my first point is, I think that Dr. Minnis, he just needs to bow out of this. I think that this is the reason why the FNM is in the state that they're in, because he just needs to, he had his time, the people voted against him, he just needs to fade into the sunset and give Mr. Pintat an opportunity to be or become the leader that he needs to be for the party. And my second point is, I listened to the newscast with Lincoln Baines, and he basically said, okay, they already got Mr. Lewis, and he said, look around, because you don't know who's next, right? And for any right-thinking voter, they should see that as a cause for concern. And the concern is that he just wants to get in to Parliament, you know. You understand? And so he don't care who he gets to cross over for his side, if you understand what I mean.
But he's no different. But he's no different than any political leader. I mean, if the PLP, if FNM's wanted to join the PLP right now, they'd take him. And then members of parliament, if PIPs want to join the FMN, they'll take them. That's politics. Politics is addition and multiplication. You can't get caught up in how you get here and why you get here. You got to just be grateful people are coming, because that's how you build yourself toward being the government.
Mm-hmm. But when you're advocating for a change, right? A change means a whole new slate. You understand what I'm saying?
So no, that's not true. Really, that's not true. That's not true. No, that's not true. That's not true. You take whatever parts will help you get the support you can. If that means some of the FNM, some of the PLP, then that doesn't matter. If the people are interested, that's what you do. Political parties exist to win the government. That's what they exist for. Because you can't begin to do good unless you are in.
Okay, all right. Thank you for clearing that up for me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's all just the nature of it. The political parties exist to be the government. And so Lincoln being, if recruiting from other parties is the way he can get there, that's what you got to do. This is a good day, Shivago. If Pintad was not going to run him on the FNM ticket, because we all know that he is a Mennonite, what you think is going to be the fate of Kwesi? But Kwesi is a different person and a different scenario, I think, than Hiram. And Kwesi has, I wouldn't call him a Mennonite, because Kwesi has a relationship, familial relationship with him. And probably a kind of relationship with him that I had with Ingram, We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, Minister Poppy, how you doing? Rachel Olinoy. Minister, tell me something you done already talk about, or one of these days are you going to say something about what former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram had to say about the delay in the court cases, these like murder cases and stuff?
I will talk about it one day. I will. But
I was thinking like this. See, I'm crazy, but Lincoln Bean, right? That's the leader of the COI, right? But I happy, I don't know if they use the word crazy, like to know that we have an option different from the official opposition. We don't have to keep voting for FNM or PLPs. We don't have to stay home because we say we's PLP or FNM, and we don't vote for the FNM or the PLP. You get the COI. Yes, I is a PLP supporter, Papa. Yes, I know that. But we got to be real. We got to be real with this. Just like I was telling the callers them about former prime ministers and Lincoln being. See, I feel like what Mr. Ingram saying, not one ma-born a son who could be prime minister. Or my member of parliament, or your member of parliament. All right.
But he isn't. He wasn't making the case that some of y'all seem to be like the. You know, he was making a case that, say, maybe Sir Lyndon thought he had to be prime minister for life, for instance. Like that's the case he was making. So he wasn't suggesting that. Therefore, you know, people are terrible if they decide to vote one way all the time. But man, I ain't never vote different in my entire life.
Okay. So you're nothing wrong with that?
Exactly. So what's the problem? You think I'm stupid?
No, man. No.
Okay, so right. I'm saying.
You think like that was
I'm
the best
saying,
way for your country, your community, and your family?
So what I'm saying is we have to celebrate the fact that voters in a democracy vote the way they want. And if they vote PLP every time, FNM every time, COI every time, you celebrate the people did what they wanted to do.
Mr. Lang, I think me and you saying, I don't know if I'm saying the same thing you're saying, but I feel like this is a celebrating mood. Allow the people, yes, they've been voting PLP and FNM as much as they wanted to, but if they change their mind, and it's a different feeling, I always say, but the feeling, and I could be wrong, different atmosphere.
Ain't nothing wrong, but they change their mind. They changed their mind. Ain't nothing wrong if they change their mind.
Nothing wrong with that, so don't knock people who...
But ain't nothing wrong if they keep their mind idle.
Huh?
If they keep their mind idle.
Yeah, if they change their mind, ain't nothing wrong with that. You understand? Let the people celebrate.
But ain't nothing wrong if they keep their mind either.
No, ain't nothing wrong if they stay FNM or stay PLP. Yeah. Am I saying what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay, but I say celebrate the COI.
know why that Hiram gone that way, and now we get a different option than just the F&M, and all in the coal Martin, them who don't get the nomination for the PLP, or the lady, the lady who run for chairmanship in the PLP and didn't win against Fred. All of them could go with the COI, and people don't
what other option you have now, because Hiram joined the COI you didn't have before? The option was obvious, the COI. You had them in the last election.
The major political parties for the majority of us, but some of us, OCHA, we were thinking an option with COI, but now that they get a member in parliament, maybe some people will take them.
They don't have
seriously.
No member in parliament.
Huh?
They have somebody in parliament who joined them.
Yeah, who joined them? The people didn't vote for the COI, they voted for F&M. This is a celebration move, man. I know some of y'all F&M, so they might be kind of pissed off when PLPs, y'all just want to knock the COI, but the end of Election Day, you don't have to wear no red or yellow. Wear your white shirt. You can vote for the COI. Not one man. Listen to me. Just how Hubert Ingraham said, not one man born. And he's talking about feeling like Gerard, Minister Langford. Not one political party, major party, F&M or PLP has the best. All of them care about this country and love this country. I think Lincoln care. Mr. Davis care. And I believe that Pintard care too.
No, you can't say Lincoln care, Mr. No, you can't say Lincoln. And then I believe. You can't do that, Papa.
I know.
You know Michael Pintard care about this country.
Oh, I know that. I know Michael
care. Don't start partially now.
No, I know. Listen to me. I don't have a problem, Michael, being the next prime minister. I think Michael is.
I say you have a problem. I just tell him you got to say it right.
I don't have a problem with him being the next prime minister. And I don't have a problem with the majority of people. I don't have a problem with them making the PLP the official opposition or the F&M. I don't care. I don't have a problem with that.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. We got to go. We blum out of time. Anyway, you all have a good one. It's been a great discussion today. But him is love politics now. God bless you, man. We talk again. Next time. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Take care. Come take my walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.